Joe Buttons. That nigga been on that podcast shit, but that's because that nigga feel like he too, niggas ain't doing what he doing, so he not going to get the attention. Even when niggas was, you know what I mean?
Right.
On that time, they wasn't giving him attention. He used to have them spurts, Green Lamp. Ooh, Next Materials, I see you. Nigga said a couple dollars. Let me see where the money going.
The fall is coming. Yeah. The fall is coming, you know what I'm saying? It's about to be winter time out here. What's good, y'all? How y'all feeling, man? We recording. We live.
I know y'all. I'm feeling
my new shit. Yo, we back.
We live.
I'm back.
You know what I'm saying?
We back, y'all.
But yeah, Joe Budden's already killed him, bro.
Yeah, but I mean, in the overall, Drake killing him cash-wise. But
how you know?
Rap-wise,
what?
How you know that?
Killing him what? Like in views? Killing him like
how you know that? Put that on silent,
this nigga,
bro.
Go on concerts that do way crazier than that. Man, Drake not doing that. Yeah.
Of course. I mean. But
he's still paying. He's still paying labels off though.
Yeah, but you can't put them into. Cause he's not into
niggas
music. Like
I
don't know.
Shit.
I don't know.
Drop an album.
You know,
bro, he just dropped this shit.
You know, I'm a Joe Budden stan, so you know.
I'm a Joe Budden fan too.
You sure?
But we know what Aubrey do.
Yeah, I'm a stan.
You know what?
I'm talking about him.
Oh,
I'm a Buttons fan. Move music is my shit. I will complain with a bunch of niggas about Buttons.
Oh, put your phone on silent, bro.
My bad, B. My shit used to be on. I don't even be. I'm up.
All right, we back.
Orlando,
FL.
Okay.
All right,
there you go.
Shout out to gang and them,
you know what I mean? But peace, YouTube.
Airplane mode.
Peace, YouTube, we back, you see it. It's the cast, man, minus Don Cole, man. He couldn't make it, but he'll be back in the next episode, you know what I'm saying?
Shout out to Little Cole, you feel me? That's the G's. Whatever you OC Cole, he's taking care of a little important person, so y'all gotta relax, you feel me? But, yeah, man, it's been a lot. Niggas was gone. Niggas
yeah, died. I feel like I could breathe again, you know what I'm saying? We've been gone for like a month and a half now, going on 2 months. And I just want to apologize to the audience, you know what I'm saying? And I'm glad that you guys stuck around and waited for us, you know what I mean?
Bro.
What?
Y'all niggas subscribe. Tell a friend to subscribe. Press the bell. Go down there and comment. All of that. Like,
the listeners don't care, right?
Nah, y'all gotta tune in.
They don't care about that shit, right?
Not this time.
They don't care about that grieving shit, man. You going through what you going through. But you gotta make it.
RIP to grandpops,
you heard? RIP to grandpops, you know what I'm saying?
That's a fact.
That's a fact. But we back at it with the Don Cole and D-Reek and Hippie Show. This should be episode 298, if I'm not mistaken. And we are your hosts.
Spliff, you heard? Been gone for a minute, but we back.
Chun Chun. Chun Chun's in the building. Yes. Yo, we did. We
been in the highest hippie in the room, D-Reek and Hippie, of course. Yeah, we've been going for a nice little minute, you know what I'm saying? If y'all hear noise in the background, that's my clumsy best friend,
it's a sound
you know what I'm saying?
Person.
Y'all hear her name a lot on the podcast, you know what I mean? That's Tay on the side. She might chime in, you know what I mean? So make sure y'all, you know what I mean? But we back at it. Episode 298. Yeah, like you were saying, Chun Chun. So let me just give the let me give our listeners just a brief breakdown, you know what I'm saying? Your boy went broke. That's it. You know what I mean? And when you go broke, your mental goes as well. You know what I'm saying? So I was depressed, I was broke, I was fucked up. You know what I'm saying?
This nigga was violent.
Nah, I wasn't violent. I've been going to therapy. It's been working.
You was a little.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you gotta say what it was, nigga.
Because the only thing that kept me sane, I literally couldn't do.
Right.
Yeah. So even if I ain't have money in my pocket, if we was recording, I'd have been straight. You know what I'm saying? I'm good.
Right. He's a happy pappy.
I'm going to this new job and my phone, the screen break, and I'm like, damn, this the only thing I could record, promote, everything off, edit, everything off. And again, I was broke. So, you know, phones these days is more than rent. So I couldn't get a phone real quick. But we back at it like we said, you know what I mean? Ain't no excuses. Episode 298.
Do mad videos off our phones, mad lives off the phones. If y'all don't understand, we do this PC free.
People out there gonna understand that shit.
Nah, they gotta understand.
I promise
like,
you, they gonna understand.
All the niggas on my channel,
y'all
gotta
have
understand.
To understand.
I
like,
lost shit because of technicalities.
Correct.
Yeah. Shit happens, and then niggas be moody. Shit happens. Lost OG. I was no man.
Yeah, cause the phone, your phone is your new computer,
yeah,
but it could take,
phone,
it okay. only could take but so much. You know what I'm saying? My shit just gave out on me, and it was like, yo, it's over for you, my boy.
But it was meant for you to to definitely get it.
Shout out to my homegirl Alex. She said I thought you was gonna say what she said. Somebody told me to sit down. Like, yo, you gotta sit down for a minute. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, you've been doing a lot.
It just had to happen.
Right. You work hard. Right. You know what I mean? So you had to sit down. I might not give everybody name out, but shout out to everybody that was holding me down in that dark time. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to everybody out there. But we back at it, y'all, man. How y'all feeling?
Shout out to those cash apps that came in clutch. You heard? Appreciate y'all niggas. And if y'all need promotionals, you know what I mean? Just hit your boy up. You heard? We here for all of that. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. More cartoon videos coming too. I made like 2. Shout out to the Bing Bong joint.
The pink the phone shit.
That shit was comedy. Yeah. You can't tell them the source. Yeah.
How was it? Like, why did you eat?
That
like,
shit that we
hit. Yeah, I did a new one. No
without pictures.
Shit. I know. Twister yeah.
Hands. Yeah. Bought the app. Shout out to those who supported and sent some bread for that. You feel me?
Okay. But we back at it, man. How y'all been feeling? What's been going on in y'all lives? What's been going on, man? Talk to me.
Yo, let's go to the story.
I miss y'all, you know what I'm saying? I miss the pod, you know what I mean? Holla at me, man. Talk to me. What's been going on with y'all, man? What's new?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm going to the spice. We've been going. We need people to hear shit. All right, so basically, when we was supposed to come back, when we was supposed to come back, when we was really all supposed to come back, like a wild murder happened in my side, right? So what happened was basically a dude stabbed his sister like 15 times.
Oh, he was supposedly envious of her or something.
It was like,
damn.
I don't know, like son, were they trying to fake say like son had a moment just spazzed out? I'm like, all right, cool. So niggas trying to say he went psycho at last minute. All right, so basically 15 stabs, and they trying to say something like they had an argument over like some simple shit like, where's my fire stick controller or some shit?
Oh, so yeah, she lost made her the life. News, right?
Yeah.
He probably has something, you know, mentally that they didn't know, because, you know, people don't go to doctors and shit. But go ahead.
Yeah, it could have been a nasty right? moment. You feel me? It could have exactly. been a, yo, fuck up. Ah, like, he could have blacked out.
And blacked out. Yeah, like, you what? Know.
15 that's stabs you, on your that's, sister.
That mean, no, that means you either like have some type of remorse, some type of hate, yeah, towards her or something. Because, I mean, like I said, when it's your personal, you tend to
go apeshit.
Yeah, so it was like after a while. How old was the sister?
Sister was like 31 or 33 or something, and the brother was
younger?
29 or 28, some shit like that.
You know, being the youngest, the sister might just overpower him. We don't know anything, but for you being 15 stabs, you did black out. You forgot who the fuck she was. And that's it.
And you said this was in your hood. Did you know them?
You know
I knew the dude. I seen the sister. I didn't even know they was related. I didn't even know they was related to be for real for me. You feel me?
So gotcha.
This was the shit you was telling me about when you came to see me the other day.
Yeah, bro, cause like, damn. Son, 15 stabs. Maybe and mind you, on my side, they try to sneak. They try to hide everything.
Maybe he was on some drugs or some shit.
I mean, he could.
Like, that's
15 stabs.
That's what I'm saying. He wired. Like.
And she. That. And I'm not trying to say, like, I know her, but every time, like, I seen her outside, it was hard and polite. Like, I'm like, bro, who you had an argument with? A controller, bro? Deep.
I don't know. It could be that, but.
Might be different from what, you know, what's inside.
This is facts. You don't know.
I don't know. I think niggas be using certain shit to be emotionally damaged. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes, I think
hurt from other shit and just let the
like trauma that they had.
Yeah, I think men, like more so. I think women go through it too a lot. You know what I mean? But I think men more so be emotionally damaged from certain shit.
Okay.
And they sometimes use that as an excuse for the action that they're gonna commit. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes they might get like a remorseful feeling, or sometimes it might go overboard. Like it just did 15 stabs.
Well, maybe it's something that he felt like nobody else couldn't relate to him or understand him. So, you know, he holds it in, and the sister just came out of nowhere, and then boom.
That too. You know what I'm saying? Because, again, this is why I'm going to therapy. You know what I'm saying? Because I have a lot of like anger issues, right? And I get mad quick to like an irate form of getting mad.
You feel
but
like you thought you would stab somebody?
No, that's what I was gonna say. I never even feel like I could slap or push right. or even, you know, push harm
so
to
that
somebody.
That means that, you know, there has to be something. I'm you know what, I ain't no doctor. I'm not no, but to get to that level, you have to have some type of hate, some type of
jealousy.
Right, you know, so it's like if you don't, I see, you know, one little poke, because, you know, you're upset. You're like, oh, shit, it's my sister. What the fuck am I thinking about? But, yeah, 15 is a little, you know.
Yeah, like.
It's like psychiatric like, type shit going on. Well, you know, like, you got to go there.
It's touching, man.
It's weird, you know what I'm saying? Praise to her family. Rest in peace to her. Son is gonna be in jail for a long time, you know what I mean? And that's,
you might put him in a psych ward. That's what I was saying. Yeah.
Like I said, something could really be, you know, going on with him.
Yeah. That's cool. I guess, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, niggas be wild. Prayers to everybody, Israel. Y'all been following that?
Was that war going on?
Yeah. Was that Hamas?
Mm-hmm.
That's the individual or?
No, that is. I was just.
Is that a country in?
Is in like in Israel.
And I believe that's like by the Gaza Strip or something like that. I'm not mistaken.
I was just reading it,
but yeah, it's been. They've been killing innocent people as well, like. People that are not even Jewish per se, because that's what they're going after, right? They're going after the Jewish people. I heard like some Canadian tourists got killed, a Russian person got killed, or something like that. A couple different ethnicities and countries that visiting and shit like that. You heard about it? They saying that is about to rival the Holocaust in kills.
Oh, shit like that.
Yeah. It's a war going on outside. No man is safe from, you know what I mean?
R.P. Prodigy, you heard?
Yeah, that's a fact.
Yo, middle finger to the dude that took my bag, you heard? I'm just saying, bro.
Damn.
Like, my camera, my tray, my book,
oh my
and
gosh.
All, I'm just saying.
You know what I mean?
Middle finger to the people that said they ain't take my shit.
What happened? Your green bag? Your backpack?
No, I got my green bag. I lost my little black bag. I was really high. I was doing extra shit. I was shooting
your camera?
You know, video. No, I got my camera. I lost my camera equipment. So, the light, two batteries.
Oh, okay.
Ashtrays. A couple things.
Straight down.
Damn.
It's all right, B. I just wanted my book back. And maybe my batteries, but all right. It's cool.
And but besides,
I hope y'all enjoyed them two apes that was in there. Hope y'all enjoyed that.
Yeah, so you got the full story.
Hold on,
cause we
yo, shout out to all my sniggas on FanDuel. You heard? Shout out to Don Core, highlight the G's.
Yeah, but it's been crazy in the world right now. We got like two world wars going on right now. We still got the Russian Ukraine shit going on, and now this shit is going on with the over there in Israel. So with the Jewish people and everything. You haven't heard about this, bro?
I don't be paying attention to too much on the news. I come in here and catch all my news.
I feel you.
One of those.
Get ahead, John. Talk to me.
Bow.
So far, thousands has been killed.
Mm-hmm.
This has been going on for what? About
a couple months
now?
Like 2 months? Two months and a half, close to 3 months.
So it's like shootings, bombings, like what kind of foul activity going on?
Bombings.
It's a war.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just trying.
Picture
to
like Ukraine and Russia people. Type shit that was going on. You seen that? Like a little glimpse of.
Yeah, I seen a little bit.
Tanks and missiles and. That's basically what it is right now. That was, you know, a fear of that happening, especially in Israel. You know?
Israel at war with Hamas after unexpected attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Israel is hammering Gaza with airstrikes, hitting hundreds of targets and reducing neighborhoods to rubble as new atrocities are uncovered in its territory after a devastating attack by Hamas militants. Defense Minister Yoav Gallant said he has released all restraints on the troops in their fight against Hamas. President Joe Biden attacks the sheer evil, da da da. You know, he's about to get involved in it for no reason. So, what's your thoughts on this? Because, you know, Israel and that, they've been going to war since the beginning of time with each other for that piece of land right there. So, that's different from shit that we usually talk about, you know what I'm saying? We could just say prayers to everybody and move on to the Drake album.
No, I wouldn't even say that, because you know what? It's something that, like I said, I'm skimming through it, but I'm really on the, how did it start? Because one day is like you wake up and then boom, you're a hole in a war. Like, wait a minute, what the fuck?
Think about all this war shit. Is they fighting basically over power and land, right? Mm-hmm. So, some of us gotta relax, bro. It's mad old already. Like, it's 2024.
I mean, 23. So, there's a new, I guess, I don't know the exact term for it. What are their president, their type president or whatever it is over there in their country? So they elected a new person, which nobody wanted to do because they knew that he wanted to go to war. Mm-hmm. So he got elected, and that's basically what's happening right now. So he just let go, like he said, all restraints on anything. So we just going to war right now. But again, this is, like I said, since the beginning of time, they fighting over that piece of land right there, you know what I mean? That religious stuff. Jews and Muslims and all that other stuff that's over there. So I can't speak to it 100% facts, you know what I mean? So I don't really want to, but it's a story that's been around for a couple months now. So I felt like we should have spoke about it a little bit, you know what I mean? So prayers to everybody over there, and let's hope it don't go too far. It's already gone too far, you know what I mean? Thousands of people dead and all that stuff. So I don't know, man. Prayers to everybody. So any of y'all heard the Drake album?
I didn't listen to it yet.
You didn't listen to it yet? You listened to it?
The shit with Cole, one person shooting, something like that.
First person shooter?
Yeah.
That's the fire. Shit you heard? That song is fire.
Yeah, I just went straight to that when I had seen the shit. There's a couple of fire features in there though.
I'm like 10 songs in, so, you know what I mean? I'll give a little bit of what I heard since y'all haven't listened to it yet. Maybe we could recap it next week. But we definitely could talk about all the responses that he's been getting from it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, like you said, he got a lot of features on it. I'm going to try not to be as biased as I usually am with music, especially with Drake, because I'm not a Drake fan. You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead. See how you feel.
It's another weak album in his catalog, just because he doesn't give you what you're anticipating, you know what I'm saying? You anticipate. So for you, what do you anticipate with a Drake album?
Love songs.
Okay, how about you?
He ain't rapping no more like that. He rapping more. That should be like two songs.
You get a mixture of everything from him, so it's not like I don't. It is always going to be an emotional song, but it's like, it's catered to everybody. So everybody can understand. It's not, it is emotion, he's from his emotions, how he feeling and shit.
He's doing that all over this album. He's throwing mad shots at females and shit like that.
But he always been like that. When he gets hurt and petty shit, God. He just, you know, when he's hurt and whatnot, he always want to put a female under the bus to make him look like the better person.
Yeah. Come back cuffing.
Yeah, right. So it's like he make music for people who do dumb shit like that. Mm. You know, you want to be the...
Let's say it, man. King Toxic.
That word, exactly. Yeah.
You consider him a rapper or just an artist?
An entertainer.
Or entertainer?
That's a good one. I was going to just say rapper that could do.
Nah, he's everything. Like, he's an actor, a rapper, you know.
I'm just asking these specific questions.
When was the last time he acted, though, for real? Like, it was the wheelchair.
I feel like he's always acting.
He's always acting. He's always doing.
I feel like he's always acting. I feel like he's a character. He's not a Drake. Like, he's not Drake. Like, his name is Drake, but...
That was a backlash I heard on social media. Somebody said
TV,
that.
TV? Yes.
Somebody said that he's always playing a new role.
I don't believe he's like that. Yeah. We never seen the real Drake. I don't know what the fuck real Drake look like. I don't know how he sound like. Let's be honest.
Yo, shout out to his son being in the video and all.
I think in the beginning of his career is as close as you gonna get to what
that first that album where he's like walking with the trees shit. And shit in the background.
When the best I ever had was like his only R&B.
Nah, my nigga, because you gotta understand in Degrassi when he was in the wheelchair shit, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. You seen him in that character. After that character, nigga came out of nowhere, started being a rapper. Mm-hmm. But there was interviews of him before he got to that stage, and you should have.
Yo, that nigga know how to.
People do change over time. I'm not saying that they don't. You understand? Mm-hmm. But if nobody has never seen that documentary of him, how he became the or the video, whatever the fuck it was, we'd be lost. Yeah. Cause this is not. I don't know who this man is. Every now he out here with clips in his hand, shit, with foil paper on his on his teeth. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't make sense.
Yo.
So
I think
the hairstyles, right?
But the hairstyle could be shots at people. Shit, the hairstyle could just be like a little, you know.
The Rudy shit though.
Right, go ahead, I'm speak.
Saying, listen, man. Again, like you saying, he got the wave. He's Drake, so he could do whatever he want to do. You know what I'm saying?
It's
projected to sell 500,000 first week. When the last time you heard of an album selling 500,000 first week? And these days, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But that's Drake. But for me, because I was introduced to him as a rapper, and I categorize him as a rapper.
I see him as a nigga in the wheelchair.
Yeah, because
the nigga in the wheelchair that came up.
Yeah, but
real come up. You know what I'm saying? Like,
but I categorize him as a rapper, right? So in music, so when I hear his music, I understand that you gotta cater to what you created. You know what I'm saying? You made a certain bed and you gotta lie in that, and you gotta cater to it. But I think that he, because he still does it when somebody says something to him. Common, he throws shots at Common. Joe Buttons, he go Meek Mill. I mean,
everybody does that.
He battles, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, bro, why I can't get an album that's just rap so I could consider it somewhere in rap lineage?
Because he's not like that. Like, my thing is this.
I get it. I'm not saying that
mainstream is trying to force a nigga to be a rapper when he's not a rapper. You understand what I'm saying? Y'all all want him to rap.
He's
the fuck is
rapper.
He rapping about?
He's not a rapper.
He is a rapper.
What he do when he rap? Literally, when he rap, what he do? Is he a good rapper or a great rapper?
He ain't no fucking great rapper, but he's a good rapper.
Okay.
You know why? He's great. Let me say great in the aspect of selling. Yeah. Great of like catching the air, like your ear, like okay, I could, you know, yes, in those aspects, in those forms, I look at it like that.
Yeah.
In those early.
Will his name live on? Of course it will. Will his music live on? Of course.
In those earlier years, he used to catch.
Same thing as like Soulja Boy.
He used to catch somebody's wave that was coming up and be able to like interpolate it and make it his own somehow, some way, and still put that person on.
Of course.
But for some reason, that formula is not working in the last couple years for him.
Thanks. Well,
I don't.
So, wait. So, look, right? I'm just being retarded because we're going to play the levels, right?
Yeah.
So the shit you said, he kind of did that with Central C. Even though Central C was lit, but he did that whole U.S. super introduction with the, what's that, On the Radar? On the Radar.
Okay. That freestyle shit.
Yeah. So you feel he did it with that.
Mm-hmm. So he did one. Drake?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, but you're right, though, because he did do that with certain artists. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? He elevated mad niggas on the low. So, with the Central C shit, he was lit in the UK. Boy, like, he popped. Like, he ain't need no 100K to get from this. He had mad views already.
Mm-hmm.
But in the sense of, you put Drake, Central C, on the radar. Like, it brought that channel up. The channel getting major people now.
Spotlight because of Drake. Mm-hmm. So, you trying to say when Drake put people on if he's like in that, if you're in a category
of Drake. Keeps him alive.
Keeps who alive?
Drake.
Why?
Because now I'm with this nigga and his own fan base. Because now he can cater to that crowd,
yeah.
Yeah.
So that's what I meant by he was always able to catch somebody's wave and interpolate it like in his own way, but or still
with the X shit.
But still
with
have
the X shit.
Like
with his own twist.
What was
on
that
it.
Guy? Jack Boy.
Yeah.
He took jumped his on shit. His track, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I'm not. But I just think it hasn't been working on his last few projects.
Cause you haven't put anybody on, as you trying to say. Or people not trying to put
I think
him
he's
on
been
to...
stretching. Like, he's been going, like, Afrobeat and stuff like that. And
I mean, because that's where...
stretch.
That's where... Like, don't get me wrong.
That's
we
where
do,
music
we
is
do
at
like
right
Drake,
now.
Right. We do like Drake, and we do like the... you know, Come Through. That song. Like, those type of songs.
How many
like,
albums he got
you
right
can't
now?
Stay Drake. In that form all the time.
Let me check right now.
So, the Afric... Like, a lot of people's not really used to the beat... You know, especially with an Afrocentric type of beat with Drake. But then again, yes, we can. And then we
can. Made it what it is, though.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So anything that Drake put his mind is on or a part of is always going to get attraction. Because we know every time he puts something out, it's always something.
He's the best artist in music
Hove,
right
Hove
now.
Hove 2.0?
I
guess.
I like all his
songs. Saying
all
the
his
way
albums.
They strategize shit, the albums, like if you
every really, album had a song on there that I could say, okay, I could rock with. Two or three.
He got 10 albums.
And that's what I was ten albums, so I was gonna bug you with that, right? All the albums is different. Like the first two was a certain wave, then after that was like the 90s shit, the super dark shit, like what Kanye was
right.
doing. You feel what I'm saying?
That's
so,
why I'm not mad at him, because I'm looking at his catalog.
It's different shit.
And it's mad versatile. You know what I'm saying? It's mad versatile.
That's what I said. Like, he has different music for everything. So it's
but
not
he doesn't
like...
have a classic hip-hop album. So, for
Jack
me...
And I?
Yeah. What?
The
you
shit
sure?
you was talking about was the shit niggas
was
saying.
Which one? We
Take
ain't
it?
The one that he came out with.
No, the...
Thank Me Later?
No. No.
Nah.
So Far Gone?
Nah.
Isn't it this one?
That,
More
though.
Life?
And then after that, no.
If you mean this is too late.
Alright, so look, right?
Which
remember
one,
how you I don't know, I can't nah the I would say the cloud joint.
Okay.
Maybe.
The one with the clouds with his head in the
yeah,
clouds.
Either that one or the one before
Nothing
that
was the
one.
Same?
Nothing was the same. Nothing was the same was hard.
That's Nothing what I'm saying. So look, that's all about to get to that.
Nothing the same have a little bit of that's the one with do it for the 99 2000.
Yeah.
So you had every one of them had a beat that could relate to our generation.
That was the Louisiana shit. You feel me? The bounce. Shout
right.
out
so it was like Man every Fresh. Album that he has. Shout out, definitely shout out to that era because we get these things. You know, we get it. We understand it. So we understand why he does the music that he does.
Yeah.
He's gonna take something from his generation when he was growing up and put a twist on it. And we love that about him, you know. But it's some, it's just the shit that he does. But we know why he does it because it gives attraction to him.
For that one, for the last shit. Yo, how y'all feel about the artwork on that?
All right, so boom, we gonna get to it now. You know what I'm saying? Since we just ran around his shit and basically said what he did for the game and all that type of shit. This album for me is lackluster. He got some tracks on there that's fire. You know what I mean?
Lackluster.
Yeah, because what. You looking for the track that's gonna be a hit.
Okay.
So you like
on so you
usually
like,
you hear in the Drake album and you like, oh,
the
this
first
might
song
be
like,
it.
Oh, this, shit.
This
oh,
one
this
might
shit.
Be it, but this one is crazy. And then the single is at the end of the album, like, what the fuck?
So you so far you haven't heard anything
else? No, there's a couple songs on there that's gonna be hits. You know what I'm saying? They're gonna be hits. But you looking I'm looking for that
music.
One that's the thank me nice for what
okay yes
he don't got that on here for me for my ears that I've heard you
okay.
know what I'm saying so I don't know but the Wayne feature was fire the J. Cole feature was fire
mm-hmm.
I like the Virginia song if I'm not mistaken I think that's what it's called something Virginia but he got a couple tracks on there I don't like the 8 a.m. Charlotte with his
yo that's all how many of those he got. He got a couple of
every
those.
Album.
Every album had one of those?
Yeah, those are called timestamps.
Alright, shout out to that.
If I'm not mistaken.
Because I ain't going to lie, because those, like...
The 8 a.m. in Charlotte, 5 a.m. in Texas.
Was it Houston?
Yeah.
Oh, man, he was wilding on that.
Yeah, okay.
Like two or three of them shits, I was like, yo, bro, he's wilding.
Why we can't get an album like that?
What was that?
Like, which one?
Like those songs, bro.
Just those just type songs?
Not you trying to have like trapped in the closet type
no,
shit?
Like, no, every album just those, has not just those type
but
songs.
But the energy to that shit.
But that energy, bro, just rap.
Boom, 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 boom.
For 12
boom,
tracks,
boom, boom,
you know what I'm saying? Just
oh,
12 tracks.
Oh, so you
tracks.
Want like a Jay-Z intro type shit from
he's
Drake.
Not, I just want an album Drake is not where gonna... I could say that's a classic hip-hop album and he's right here because of that.
Nah, we're not
Nah, you're
that,
not gonna
bro.
Get that.
You gotta
cool.
take all those
nah,
pieces.
Cool.
You gotta take all those pieces.
You're not
pieces
gonna get that. That's cool because my wants from him doesn't compare to the hundreds of millions that feed off what he give them. You know what I'm saying? So it's not like... Why should I cater to this mouse that's in the corner of my room when I got mad fucking plants?
He kind of do though. He kind of like every album is
he don't gotta
mad
cater to me.
Nah, but every album is mad make. You could take two songs from
two songs.
From, like
yeah.
the type of shit that we want, even because
he got balls on that 8 a.m. in Charlotte shit.
Yeah,
he got balls
so
on
you
it.
You got the R&B shit. You got the dance shit, pop shit, all of that. Like he has that shit in every album.
Yeah. So
he wants his album to cater to everyone, not
yeah,
just to one. Like you have
yeah.
you have albums that are straight rap, no little bit of R&B or hip hop on it.
Yeah,
it's like you have people that go to the clubs and shit, and all you hear is a soca. Like they don't want to fucking hear that shit. Mix the shit up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. So on an album, if I'm driving. Do I want to hear
that's
consistent?
You could,
some
yeah.
some people do like that rap throughout a whole 2-3 hour drive type shit, but some people want to switch up.
Is niggas jacking rap right now for real? For real?
No.
Are we really rapping though?
That's what like.
are we really rapping
I don't
anymore?
Think it's dying. I don't think it's dying or anything.
It's
but
just
I think
changing
it's,
to adapt to where
it's
it
like
is.
Right here, right now. It's in limbo right now, and
no, it's not. We're just adapting to. What
yeah,
the
yeah,
times
yeah, to
are.
The talent that's available right now.
There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah. And, but any and everything does that. You know what I mean? Like any entertainment, any sport, whatever talent is available right now, that's what we're going to cater to. And that's what's going to be like, oh shit, he's top. Like a lot of kids right now will be like, yo, Lil Uzi is in my top five dead or alive.
One of them.
Like if you was born in 2003 type shit, you know what I'm saying? Like
is Uzi in y'all in one of y'all tops?
Uzi good, man.
I think Uzi is a there. I think Uzi is a dope rapper and I think he entertains.
Dope in the sense of what? Like what
I've
songs,
heard him rap.
What like so what okay, what
Uzi songs like
what is something that he's saying that's kinda saying that make you wanna say because if you listen to songs nowadays, right, they're very demonic. All right? They're very
he's one of them for those too.
Right. So what is something in there that's saying to you, if you could give me a lyric?
Oh, come on.
You understand what I'm saying? Because what I'm trying to say to you is
where's
this,
the substance?
Right?
All my
back
friends
then.
Are dead. All my friends are dead. All my friends are dead, dead.
Yeah. Come on now. Oh, come on it. Now. So if I'm listening to... This is why I understand I would want, like you said, you want an album with Drake with rap and all that shit on it, right? Nowadays, everybody want to be the toxic baby father, toxic baby mother, and it's getting attraction because that's what they want. You have people like me or like her or like him that don't want to hear that shit.
Yeah.
Drake is not going to give you just as simple as
No. Yeah,
Johnny Gill type of shit, my girl type of shit. He's not going to be like
But then this comes to the backlash that he's getting from the album and people trying to protect him from the backlash.
Right.
You can't continue to protect him from the backlash because he's not that fresh out of the grass new artist that you brought up. He's established. And
but,
he puts out what
he
puts out.
But what you gotta understand is he's gonna put out to cater, but at the same time it should be something fun for him.
But if
so
it's
he's
somebody,
gonna do something for him.
Drake got
but if
haters.
It's somebody like Joe Buttons,
go ahead.
Drake
yes.
got haters,
but if
bro.
It's somebody like Joe Buttons,
oh boy,
Joe Buttons respects him and believes in him as a rapper. So when he tells you, "Yo, I'm just disappointed because the album is not." Something that
this
I was
expecting.
You know
what
I'm
saying?
Yeah. Bro, Joe's a hater, bro.
No, I don't think.
Nigga, I'm not rapping nowhere. No one's buying my shit no more.
What he said, they was hating stuff.
Bro, no one's buying his shit no more, bro.
But Drake, he's not rapping on shit.
But then this goes to what he said on his podcast. But he's not rapping on what he said on the podcast.
If you...
And I could talk all the shit I want. Hold on. I can't say nothing. Y'all know I could rap.
If you don't say nothing to me...
Okay.
Out of the hundredth times that I've complimented you...
Okay.
I don't want to hear from you the one time I do not compliment you.
Bro.
That's not fair.
Fair for who?
For anybody.
Why if I say something positive
every time, like, yo, I love Drake. I love everything that he do. He's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of this generation.
Right, okay.
This album was trash.
And then he said something.
This album was trash.
Well, I mean, let me tell you something. I'm going to speak from my Facebook, okay? What up, my Facebook? That's why I don't listen to listen to an album when it first come out, because I'm getting so much opinions. It's like bing 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 bing. So I wait. Yeah. Okay, I woke up that morning. It was like, what album is this? What the fuck is this? What the fuck is this? Da-da-da-da-da-da. But man, oh, this is nice. Nah, fuck it. You understand what I'm saying? And it's not just only him. So I go to another platform. Same thing. So people wasn't expecting this album to be how it is. But at the same time, it still got the ratings. At the same time, it still got the numbers. Because you want to be that one person, but I'm going to listen to this shit. Because it's Drake. Because you understand? Drake could never disappoint us.
I've seen other platforms where it's like, yo, this is another great album from Drake. You know what I mean? Their first listen is like, yo, it's untouchable. It's another great album. You know what I'm saying? So you get every reaction to the max, and then when it dies down, you get real reactions for the album. You know what I'm saying? So it is what it is, but at least he still brings a conversation like this to hip hop. We haven't spoke about hip hop like this in a while.
We need this because, to be honest with you,
like we just said, is people still jacking hip hop.
We need this because, to be honest with you, when he made this shit was probably fun for him. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And this is what I'm trying to make y'all understand, that no matter what, yes, we might want a whole album like this. We might want to, and in the future, it might happen, you know? Yeah. But he's going with the now. And a lot of people's not talking about him making a rap album like that because a lot of people don't see him like that.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if we seen him like that...
But there's a lot that do.
Correct.
All right.
And that's what I'm saying.
I fall into that category.
Fall into that category.
Yeah, I just want to see you.
But what I'm trying to say is this.
It's sickening, because I put core on to Drake. I was like, yo, this nigga Drake is dope, bro.
And he is. We're not saying that he's not. I'm not seeing no full rap album yet with him.
Yeah, I
see it. But right now, because how Drake is, he's that type of industry person. Like, he wants to be in the light. And when he is in the light, he's going to make every camera focus on him for the time being. And then he's going to go back in there, make his music and whatever. But if you notice that he does certain things to get the attraction, no matter
what.
He still got
two or three classics under his belt. So it's like... He's a little
probably more than that. He's probably solidified. More than two. He surpassed
anything that I thought was gonna be feasible for him in this hip hop game. You know what I'm saying?
And he is.
So, congrats to him. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Drake. You listen to the Meek Mill and Rick Ross,
Kobe Shaq and Kobe.
Son, that shit not hard.
Shaq and Kobe.
Bro, that single not hard. That video is tough. Yo, Meek Mill is one of the top.
I'm in the building with a couple shooters.
Of this generation, Meek Mill is top.
I got the Bentley, I got a Ruger.
Yo, Ross is... Come on,
them big niggas, man.
He like 20-something now.
They needed to be together, bro.
They've been away for a little bit. They've been beefing
That's it. They just needed to be together, bro. Y'all niggas...
Now you just got to bring Wale back in, too. Nah, they had a dream team, bro. MMG was fire.
I don't think they're going to get that situation MMG was back, fire. But...
You don't think they get back together? Like
not all the way how they was, but they got the main choice.
I mean, they can.
It's Shaq and Kobe, man. That's it. Phil Jackson. I mean, to be honest with you,
when I heard them, I always thought of Meek and Ross. I never really thought of anybody else that came to mind.
Shout to Stally.
After.
Shout to Wale. Shout to all my Oodis. Nah, but yo.
All my Oodis.
Yo, fucking.
Talk to me, my boy.
Yo, shout the music, period, man.
Yeah.
You feel me? I be listening to ratchet shit, man. Shout to all the drill rappers out there, you heard? I ain't gonna lie, I don't... It's just certain people, like, some people be trash, but... It's still a little bit of fire out there.
Did y'all hear Diddy's album?
Never.
Shit is fire.
I heard of it. Like I said, I told y'all, I do not listen to it. I wait until everybody listens to it and then listen to it.
Yeah, it's been a
long time. But I've heard like a one or two. It was fire.
That 90s. He got that 90s R&B. Come on.
That's what I'm saying. It's just, and that's like up my.
Who on it with him?
Everybody, nigga.
Don't do that.
It's nothing but features on there, bro. That's what I'm saying, huh? Diddy, nigga. Brother Love, bro. Bring an R&B back. I can't wait.
Put that playlist on. Let me see that.
I got you, my boy.
I got you.
They locked up Keefe D for Tupac's murder.
How you feel about that?
I asked Cole. I was like, why now? Because they, I think they've been new. It's been in documentaries and shit that he's been the main person that people was like, yo, he's the person that did it.
I mean, on Vlad, nigga told himself plenty of times.
Yeah.
Just not listening.
So I asked the same shit. I asked why now, but you know me, I'm a conspiracy theorist. You've been around me for a little bit now. There's a lot of shit going on in the world, so they like, oh, let's lock up the person that killed Tupac.
Sometimes you gotta understand how I took it. Like, how I took it is, I still need you to get somebody else. So, yeah, you know, the story just didn't... What I mean by is I need you to get somebody else and you're still going to be my informant. Because there's a higher headed, you know, just not Keith. It's somebody else we need. I can't with you.
There's somebody that ordered that.
Right. And there's a lot of stuff that came out, you know, with him and his... When they was interrogating him and... That leaked out, so that kind of like messed him up a bit.
Yeah. You know, so God bless you.
So it's just some things that I just see. Why now? Maybe because he was talking too fucking much and something just, you know.
That's something.
And he felt like, oh well, if I'm doing this, I could still do that. Like that kind of like messed him up.
Statute of limitation on murder.
So you know, it's just fuck? You know.
And then somebody like Tupac? Nah, we need to catch this person.
Nah, I just.
Oh man, rest in peace to Tupac. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, shout out to Money and Violence on Tubi for free. Shout out to that. I'm just saying. It's
one of my favorite shows ever. I ain't gonna lie, bro. I was just watching. I was on like episode 6. I ain't gonna lie.
Season 2, episode 4 right now. That's what I'm on. Gotta tell them and let them know.
Did y'all see that story with the a YouTuber? You know these YouTubers that like prank people in public and shit like that?
Like they all in black and shit, or
like you just yell shit at a person, or you just bothering a person, in general. You know what I'm saying? YouTuber was bothering a dude, and he was like, "Yo, chill." And he pulled out his gun and shot him in the leg. He shot the YouTuber in the leg, bang, and stepped back. He said, "Yo, I told you to chill," and put his gun away and chill
and kept.
And nah, he stood there, and the cops came and locked him up. And they saw everything that happened, and he's gonna spend like 30 days in jail, but he doesn't get no. It's just a flesh wound shot or something so like that, whatever you call
grazed
it.
Grazed him. It didn't really like.
Yeah, it's like he didn't do nothing wrong. Okay. You know what I'm saying? Like he wasn't in the wrong, but you gotta be punished for shooting somebody, shooting in a public space.
I mean,
because you was in the mall.
I mean, yeah, because that could have fired up and shot somebody else. But,
and the YouTuber was in his bed, in the hospital bed, the next day. He said, yo, I'm still going to be doing my videos. Check for the next upload. He just walked up to him like this, and he was just like, bah. And he was like, bro, leave me alone. He pushed the camera. And he was like,
nah. Like, see, I don't like that. Like,
don't get killed for views, man.
Real smooth, just step back, bang, shot him right here, boom. All you hear is him. Shorty that was with him was like, oh no. Yeah, shout out to the YouTuber though. He said, yo, I'm still gonna do my content. You know what I'm saying?
They're walling.
Yeah, they walling. Content over everything for real. Mm-hmm. Certain human beings be on that shit.
Don't get clipped, man.
Y'all had anything? Y'all had any stories that throughout the time that we was away that y'all wanted to touch on, or y'all got anything that y'all want to give y'all peoples, y'all subscribers? You know what I mean? We back.
So I got a call this morning, right? Mm-hmm. And the call was just more of a, you know, yo, I appreciate you, you know. You wasn't, it was a call that I didn't expect, right? And I'm a type of person where you don't call me after 9 o'clock because I'm not up. I'm being dead ass. So I'm always sleeping. I sleep early. I'm an early bird, okay? Mm-hmm. And have you ever, it's funny because, it's funny because you ever had anybody that you didn't have sex with? And they hit you up out of nowhere and give you that appreciation speech. And then at the end, it's like, yo, so, you know, if you want anything, I'm here for you type shit.
Okay.
I still...
Oh, like... I ain't getting no
appreciation. Like a you know what I'm saying? That's not appreciation, nigga. You trying to see if I'm single. You trying to see if I have a nigga. You trying to see if you can slide up in this bitch. You're not doing that shit.
Nah, I appreciate you, queen.
I don't want to fucking flower
I see what you're doing out there.
I see what you're doing out there. Yo, you flourishing. You on your
podcast, you know what I'm saying? I saw you on your vacation. I'm telling you, them pictures was crazy, you know what I mean?
Just wanna
but
ski,
listen,
ski.
I just want to tell you, you're doing your thing. And...
Stop you doing that
my,
shit.
You know my number.
Stop doing that shit. It don't make no sense. We already smelt you from the time you even called. Like, we know what the fuck you called me.
Something's fishy.
Something ain't adding up.
Just be real, my guy. You know what I'm saying? From jump start. You know what I mean? Because then a situation like this
I take,
happen.
Don't get me wrong. I'm not going to sit here and sound mad like
you
them.
You appreciate the word.
I do appreciate it because coming from... who he is, I do understand the sincerity of that part, but the other
known part, each other for a while,
yes, right. The other part is you a guy, you know what I'm saying? You're gonna say your shit. So you know I respect it for him to be an honest about it, but us females, we could smell that shit from a mile away.
Can I just get one more chance?
Nah,
crazy.
I guess we about to close out. You had anything
special? Hold on. Chink, my bad.
What's
Chink.
That?
Yo, shout out to
Mad Battle
the
Events.
Static 2 card coming out
Mad Battle
this
Events
weekend. Shout out to, why none of these joints coming up? Hold on, jeez.
So, Channel 12 News is going to view my paintings tomorrow.
Oh, where?
Yeah.
Ooh, where?
So, it's actually, I'm going to say it right now, and it's going to be up until the end of...
You gonna go?
October.
What
time? Yes, tomorrow from 10 to 2. Hold on.
From 10 to 2? Mm-hmm. Is in Queens? Where?
It's in Brooklyn. Flatbush, hold on.
You the GOAT. I got it. Appreciate you, bro. You're
not Flatbush online. It's, Flatbush Central Caribbean Marketplace, Carlton Avenue.
Come on, man. I get off work at 7 a.m. So I gotta do a day in the life type shit with you. What's up?
Okay. This
we gotta record you or you was getting spliffed to do it.
You coming too. The fuck?
Right, hit me up then, man.
She's trying to get
when you get over here. That's a fact.
My mom on TV.
Y'all see what's happening with the team, man. Big moves. That's a fact, man. Yo, we got some great co-hosts coming up. That's a fact. I got two females for you. Pause. You know what I'm saying?
I've been hit on
you said you want to do your podcast with
yes.
a couple rotating guests to see who you could
okay.
do it, right?
Perfect.
And we should be going on the media run for us for all the right. podcast,
all
right?
All
so
of us.
Let y'all know. We about to close out. Sports, shout out to the New York. Oh, go ahead. Do your thing.
My
shout
bad,
out to the
G,
New York Liberty.
Bad.
They in the WNBA finals. You know what I'm saying? We don't give too much love to the women's sports. You know what I'm saying? I don't know why, but.
Yo, shout out to Bad Vibes. Static 2,
hell
my
yeah,
bad.
Nigga.
Shout out to
nah.
Gwitty. Shout out to my son KO Fanny 20. Shout out to Fanny Fanny.
Shout out to Gwitty. Shout out to and we go hard.
We got Bangs versus Blake. Shout out to motherfucking Our Battle. They got their shit this weekend. Shout out to Red October 2. Goated 9, Final Exam 2, Civil War 4, Band Legacy. Wait, there's another battle I want to shout. Shout out to T-Top and Cash Money. My son KCJ and Mozzie battling. Shout out to that. We got Hustle and Eunice, you feel me? It's a couple other battles. I appreciate all y'all. Shout out to all y'all. I be high. And we about to just smoke a couple of blunts and all that. Shout out to Regan.
Nah, that's a fact, man. Shout out to y'all, you know what I mean? I appreciate y'all, like, always, you know what I'm saying? Y'all been down for, like, 6 months now. Going on, like, 7.
More than 9.
A little more than that, yeah. Man. You know what I'm saying? But
like, we was going for a year definitely
will be, like, in April. A year definitely will be, like, in April.
We gotta check the paperwork. I ain't gonna lie.
I'ma check.
Nigga been here for on the win. You know what I'm saying?
What are we doing?
Nigga said, "True, we acting like we don't get no views."
You know what I'm
saying? Y'all added a lot. Y'all added a lot to the pod, man. I love y'all for that. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate y'all. Shout out to Don Cole once again. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Tay.
Yo, get your bets up. You know what I
mean? And like, comment, subscribe, and all that good stuff. And we'll be back at y'all real soon. Yep. Like,
yo, if you need a photo shoot for the low, call your boy. You heard? We got it for the cheap. You heard?
That's a fact. Anything y'all need, man. So stay tuned for more Don Cole and D-Regan Hippie Show. Shout out to Spliff and Chunju.
Yo, shout out to Craig Smith and Big Jaw. You heard? I forgot to shout them niggas out. My bad, gang. We outside. Appreciate y'all. You know what I mean? We got good scenery. Shout out to the block and all that. Marcy.